People's Pundit is going to join us right now. Brother, you looked at the Arizona poll, but you got, give me your sense of where we are as a country right now. You're the People's Pundit for a reason. You keep your hand right on the pulse. You're interacting with people every day. I want to get to this Arizona poll, but tell me, you know, we just had Adam Lane Smith saying there's a overall level of hopelessness in the country at the deck plate level. Do you agree with that?
You know, I do. I was listening to him really with intently, because what he was saying was making a lot of sense to me. People are afraid. They do feel hopeless. I think that's why Trump is surging right now. I do. I think Trump has, if he just sticks to, I told you so. He's going to Grover Cleveland 2.0 this puppy. He is. Because even people who didn't like Trump, if you're a Trump voter from 2020, less than 2% of you say you would vote for somebody else. Less than 2%. And if you're a Biden voter, 10 to 12% say, I should have listened to Donald Trump. But I think we're getting to a point, which is worrying me, where there are going to be people, and it's this number is going to grow, who are just going to say, can this be fixed? You were just bringing up the banks before. This is going to get worse before it gets better. And I'm a little concerned that some people throw it in.
Hang on. I want to get to your point. Let me bring it down for a second, because Dow's the math guy, and then I want to come back to you, because if you hate the sound of Trump's name, I think a lot of people are going to sit there and go, hey, man, I didn't sign up for this. I don't like Trump, but I did not sign up for where this country is headed right now. And particularly when the financial system, the bottom blows out of it, you're not going to be able to put this back together. We get to Arizona. We got about 6 minutes. I got to get to Arizona. You're seeing as you're going out and talking to people, do they understand that it's not a personality, we have a systems problem. Right, and these institutions built upon the old system don't know how to handle this new crisis, and you never get the straight story. We're sitting here now 2 weeks into this burning crisis, and still every day you're getting different analysis, you're getting different information, and the government kind of holds it back, and then it gets a leak and it gets out there. Are you noticing that voters and citizens kind of feel like they're overwhelmed now?
Yeah, it is overwhelming, because I don't know that they have a grasp on how big it is yet, but there's a general feeling that things are just broken and completely off the rails. You know, I was talking to this one, I think it was like 37, young black working man, and he's basically, you know, telling us that when there's war in Ukraine, you know, there's balloons flying over your house, they're claiming to shoot down aliens. Like, when this stuff is all wrapped up into one, then tell me what's really wrong. You know, that's what he said. So he just has, and he's not alone. He's exemplary of everybody else. He's got this general feeling that things are just completely spiraling out of control. There's nobody at the helm. You know, Ed just said, we're the adults. That's, I think, the way a lot of people feel, that there's no adults here, Steve, to say, no cooler heads to say, all right, we really need to pump the brakes. Somebody's got to figure something out here before, you know, we hit the wall. He said, I don't want to be a doomsdayer, but I think a lot of Americans are feeling that way. You know, it's just reality. There's almost no way to crawl out of this hole.
Before I go to the AZ thing, I want to make sure we monitor time here. You sat through the MTG interview. The country's ahead of where the politicians are. It's ahead of where the imperial capital is, but particularly definitely on the Republican side. Every one of those issues, and you and I talk about this every day, people are rock hard in their beliefs here. No more money for Ukraine. Shut the border. Send people back. No more money in the debt. I mean, people are dug in and saying, no, we got to stop this madness. Yet you see this namby-pamby with the Republican Party. Where are people's heads on that, do you think? The Republican Party leaders and the people that are actually elected on these offices, did they get it yet?
No, they don't. You know, actually, they're going in a complete, let's be real, they're going in the other direction, Steve. They really thought that after 2022, you know, maybe they could get this party back, right? Maybe it was disappointing enough for the Republican Party that they could get this party back and wrestle control back. They don't get it. They don't understand that the system that they're working in, that they're always feeling boxed in, but that they're afraid of. Let's be real, right? Republican leaders are afraid of the media. They're afraid of these institutions. They're corrupt and they're cowardice. I mean, that's what makes up a modern Republican leader. You could bake one in the oven. I mean, what they're made out of is really transparent. They don't understand that people are still trying to look for people to fight for them that really get it. And, you know, I saw, you know, Kevin McCarthy's favorability rating is going up a little bit, without a doubt, Steve. But I don't expect that would last.
But that's because, but that's because of the first week of January. Look, we got, people funny. Kerry, I want you to give yourself, Philip Bump has already come out. The great Philip Bump over the Washington Post already come out and dumped all over Rasmussen for the poll. Give me, yeah, we got 2 minutes left. Give me 2 minutes on Philip Bump, and the Washington Post already said, hey, we saw Rasmussen on Bannon. Rasmussen's off base. It didn't happen. What is, we want you to be the arbiter here. What is the arbitrator? What is the reality of the Rasmussen poll? Is Kerry Lake the real governor of Arizona, sir?
One, Philip Bump is an idiot. He's been doing this to Rasmussen for years. The core of his argument is that he didn't like how they waited for the 2022 exit polls. Look, people debate waiting and how it's supposed to be done, but nothing Rasmussen did is something that's out of the industry standard. They're just their different philosophies, and sometimes one side does a better job, sometimes the other side, which is me, does a better job. I don't wait for primary exit polls, but a lot of other good pollsters do, and we all were just taught differently. Nothing they did is out of the norm. But I will say this, you know, I said this on the stand in a courtroom. I meant it then, and I mean it now. What I saw in their poll is not surprising at all. Kerry Lake is the elected governor of Arizona. And let me just bring this to you, Steve. When I did the exit poll in Arizona, 90%+ of people who voted by mail completed their questionnaire for the exit poll. Only about 70% of Election Day voters did. They were instructed to complete that questionnaire at the time they voted. If you voted by mail, you hand it in, you drop it off in the box, then you finish your questionnaire. If you go to the polling station in person on Election Day, you finish the questionnaire. This has never happened to me before. Something prevented them from voting, and they didn't do their questionnaire. Yeah. This doesn't happen. 35 minutes more of voting, and Hobbs's margin would have been gone. They did this. She was gone.
Barris, give me your people got to know where to get you on social media. Kerry Lake's governor, no doubt. Where do people get to you, Barris?
Best place, Steve, is on Locals, peoplespundit.locals.com. But I'm on Getter, at peoplespundit, on Twitter, at peoples_pundit. But Locals, peoplespundit.locals.com.
I want everybody to pile into Barris. He's a good man. He's a smart man. Kerry Lake is the governor of Arizona.